VOA News. Vladimir Putin says he wanted Donald Trump to become president. But on Monday, at a press conference in Helsinki, Finland, he denied having done anything to make it happen. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After several hours of meeting in Helsinki, Putin said through an interpreter he did want Trump to win in 2016.
Yes, I did, because he talked about bringing the U.S.-Russia relationship back to normal.
But once again denied doing anything to make it happen, like colluding with the Trump campaign.
This is utter nonsense.
Trump agreed, saying he's the reason he won.
We ran a brilliant campaign, and that's why I'm president.
He notes U.S. intelligence agencies have told him Russia did interfere in the race, and while he has faith in them,
President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today.
Trump again blasted the special counsel's probe of Russian interference as a disaster for America. Sagar Magani, Washington.
American politicians of both political parties reacted with shock and dismay at President Trump's comments during the press conference. Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona, a frequent Trump critic, said the press conference was one of the most disgraceful performances by an American president in memory. His fellow Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake, also a frequent Trump critic, said he agreed with McCain's statement.
Mays told lawmakers that last
Chinese government.
The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker, said Trump's comments made America look like a pushover. He said this was not a good moment for our country. On Twitter, former CIA Director John Brennan called Trump's Helsinki comments imbecilic and said he believes the president is wholly in the pocket of Putin. This is VOA News. An aide to a top Russian government official under U.S. sanctions was charged on Monday with conspiracy to infiltrate American organizations as part of Moscow's influence operations in the United States. 29-year-old Maria Butina was arrested Sunday on charges of conspiring to act as an agent of the Russian government in the United States. She appeared before a federal magistrate in Washington on Monday. A U.S. federal judge has temporarily halted deportations of immigrant families who were recently reunited after being separated earlier this year at the U.S.-Mexico border. The judge blocked the deportations Monday for at least a week. Hundreds of migrants aboard two Border Patrol ships were allowed to disembark in the Sicilian port of Pozzallo early Monday after a half-dozen European countries promised to take in some of them, rather than have Italy process their asylum claims alone. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports.
After 2 days at sea and a very long night, the 450 migrants aboard the Italian ship Monte Sperone and the British naval vessel Protector were finally allowed to disembark at dawn. They had been picked up from an overcrowded boat that left Libya on Friday. Among them were 128 unaccompanied minors. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Former U.S. President Barack Obama arrived in Kenya on Sunday for his first visit to Africa since leaving the White House. On Monday, he spoke at the small village where his late father once lived. Correspondent Ryle Ombuor reports from Nairobi.
This is the fifth time that Obama has visited Kenya, his father's birthplace. Upon arriving in Nairobi on Sunday, he held talks with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga. On Monday, he inaugurated the Sauti Kuu Foundation, a sports and vocational training center set up by his half-sister in the small western Kenya town of Kogelo. Kogelo was the hometown of Barack Obama Sr. The former president last visited the village in 2006 when he was a U.S. senator. Ryle Ombuor for VOA News, Nairobi.
A lava explosion in Hawaii Monday sent lava through the roof of a tour boat carrying people sightseeing at a two-month-old volcanic eruption. 23 people were injured. A woman in her 20s is in serious condition with a broken thigh. 13 people required hospitalization. The rest were treated at the harbor for burns, cuts, and other superficial injuries. The passengers were on a tour boat that takes people to see lava flowing into the Pacific Ocean. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.